You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Friday. That means it is time for Creation Club with Pastor Warren Worth. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Friday. How are you today?
To you too.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you have for us today?
Well, today is a day many people have been waiting for because a new movie is coming out, Jurassic Park. Well, actually, it's Jurassic World, which is the fourth movie in a series of movies, beginning with Jurassic Park, 22 years ago or something like that?
It was not. Oh, no way.
It's been a while, longer than you might think. Anyway, people are all excited about this, and it is expected to be one of those big blockbuster movies that will probably rake in tons and tons of cash for the movie industry and maybe be the hit of the year. Who knows? There's been a lot of hype about it, and apparently Steven Spielberg is pleased with this one and has been highly recommending it as well. So we'll see how it does at the box office. But, you know, some people have already been reviewing it in advance, and according to some evolution-believing scientists, it's going to be a big disappointment. And why? Because unlike, this is a quotation, unlike the 1993 original, which was praised for its attention to detail and accuracy, the new film shows, portrays, and that's the way it actually reads here, its T-Rex and Velociraptors all wrong. And why do they think they're depicted all wrong? Because they don't have feathers. Okay. Well, in the original, they didn't have feathers either. They were portrayed as scaly reptilian creatures, which is, you know, what originally people have believed dinosaurs to be. But suddenly, it's the latest thing to believe that dinosaurs had feathers. And so a lot of artistic representations of what dinosaurs look like today in books and museums has them with feathers. You say, okay, what's with this? Well, many scientists today have accepted the idea that dozens of different species of dinosaurs were covered in feathers, and so many artists represent them that way. But what's the actual evidence? And the evidence is that, well, it's lacking for feathers. There's no conclusive evidence that any dinosaur really had feathers. But this is speculative, and it's really about a worldview. It's the people, the evolutionists, who want to believe that birds came from dinosaurs, that birds are descendants of dinosaurs. Some would even say birds are dinosaurs. That basically they so want to believe this that they're desperate to turn non-evidence into evidence. So despite the real lack of evidence for this, they're claiming that dinosaurs had feathers. Now, if you actually check this stuff out, what you see in the debates going back and forth and looking for what's the fossil evidence? Well, you don't have fossil evidence of dinosaurs having feathers, except as with the ape-man evolutionary branch of the evolutionary tree, you have people who want to blur the lines. So when you have like Archaeopteryx was a true bird. It had real flight feathers and very well preserved in a number of fossil specimens. So you can say that this bird really had feathers and it undoubtedly flew. But it had a couple of features that living birds today rarely have. Well, it has teeth, which no living birds today have. It had claws on its wings, which some birds today do have, and it lacked the wishbone, and so people say, well, you know, but it apparently people who have studied this say, well, it still had the correct anatomy, so that it could have still been a strong flyer even without that particular feature. So really, it was a true bird, but people want to say, oh, no, it was a feathered dinosaur. And there are other kinds of birds found in the fossil record with true feathers that are clearly birds, but people who want to believe the dinosaur to bird story say, okay, well, we're going to call them feathered dinosaurs instead of calling them birds. But in the same rock layer, the very same rock layer with true dinosaurs, you have even the fossil remains of some modern birds, such as parrots, flamingos, ducks, and so forth that are found in the same rock layers as dinosaurs. So if they were if those rock layers for the dinosaurs had to be more than 65 million years old, guess what? You already had birds living at the same time and buried in the same sediment to become fossils along with the dinosaurs in that layer of rock. So their fairy tale really falls apart. Another thing is we have some very well-preserved examples of fossil dinosaurs where the skin is still preserved, and you can see the skin of the dinosaur is reptilian. It's reptilian scales, not feathers at all. There are a few specimens that have come from China, and all fossils that come from China are suspect because there's a cottage industry there to fake fossils and to make what pass for real fossils and often hoodwink people and later are discovered to be fraud. And excuse me. And in some of those specimens, there's something that people have puzzled over because, number one, they weren't sure, is it part of the fossil organism itself or something in the rock attached to it? And if it is part of a fossil, of the fossilized organism, what is it? Because it's little filaments, not feathers, not having the characteristics of true feathers with a shaft and barbs and barbules and things like this, but some people call it dino fuzz. And so the question is that really part of these dinosaurs? Did they actually have fuzz or bristles or something like that that were somehow attached to their skin? Or is this even something that is not part of the dinosaur but happened in the fossil process in the rock around it? So people have been studying this and trying to figure out what it is, but what it certainly isn't, proof that there is that dinosaurs had feathers. There's really no proof for that. And one of the big, big hoaxes back by 1999 was one that got front page coverage in the National Geographic. Now, they didn't call it a hoax. They bought the thing hook, line, and sinker and passed it off to the general public that they finally had an example of a missing link between reptilian dinosaurs and birds, and it was what they called a raptor that had feathers, and they really played this up with a big splash. But that the fossil upon which all that hype was based was conclusively shown to be a hoax manufactured by the Chinese and deceiving a bunch of scientists, but they put it under CT scans and so forth and showed that it was manufactured, that they put layers of things together and faked the fossil to give people what they wanted to see because they wanted to believe that birds evolved from dinosaurs. So do I say people should watch the movie? Well, of course, and again, the movie is being criticized because it doesn't show feathered dinosaurs. Okay, so the movie is science fiction. And so people who enjoy science fiction are free to watch the movie, whether they think it's accurate or not. And here's the other thing. You know, what you would criticize a movie for being inaccurate when what's really going on is it's all fictional. You know, the idea of having a way to recreate dinosaurs in the present or a future world is something that is a fanciful idea. Again, it has the idea of a scientist who genetically engineers a particular one, and that kind of adds to the plot line there. This is all science fiction anyway, but what people often don't understand is how much of what passes for science today, especially when it comes to the theory of evolution, is really fiction, too. It comes out of the minds and the imaginations and the wishful thinking of scientists who don't want to believe God's own account of what he did in creating the world and all living things as is given to us in his word, the Bible, in Genesis, but instead they prefer their own ideas, not only where there is no evidence for something, but where the evidence actually goes against what they would have expected it to be, and they believe evolution not because of the evidence, but in spite of the evidence. So anyway, that's our little take on this. And so are you planning to go see the movie?
I'm hoping to see it. We might actually, it might be a topic on a faith and family in the not so distant future, depending on, I might see it. And depending on what the film is like, we may get to discuss it on Faith and Family Not So Far Away.
Okay.
We'll see. Are you planning to see it or just going to let it go?
I don't have immediate plans to see it. If somebody in my family or one of my friends wants to go see it, you know, I may do so. But a lot of times when you see the trailers and you see the clips of it that are in TV discussions about it, that's often enough for me. We'll see, you know. Same thing with Star Wars. I've seen all the Star Wars movies. I'm not the fanatic that some people are, but, you know, I've seen them all. And so when the next one comes out, I'll probably go see it, but... We'll see.
What is your favorite genre of movies?
Oh my! I like historical movies.
Uh huh.
And
when they're historically accurate.
When they're historically accurate, right? Which was why a lot of times Bible mm-hmm. movies and Bible TV things are hard to watch, particularly if the movie maker takes artistic license. And we've heard there's been a bunch of those lately. You know, Noah was mm-hmm. a disaster. Didn't intend that pun, but it came out. Okay. So, but Noah was a disaster as a movie. It was terrible. And likewise, the Exodus, Gods and Kings or something was not the greatest either. But and even some of these other ones that get a lot of hype as being better, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, they don't stick directly to what the Bible says. So it's hard for me to watch that kind of thing. I've watched a lot of war movies over the years, and I've liked a lot of the movies with Matt Damon. What was that? Just went blank on what those the trilogy where he's the kind of the super spy guy that.
I'm drawing a blank too. Well, are there movies you think that that historically get things right? Are there any that or at least come close?
Are you talking about in history in general, or regarding creation, or what?
Either history or those that look at creation, or or at least when regarding creation, that they at least come close or get it right.
I think years ago there was a movie that was better about it. I can't remember the name of it right now, but there was a movie years ago that was better. In fact, back to the whole genre of Bible movies, I think wasn't there a series of a particular Jesus movie mm-hmm. where the only spoken stuff was directly the reading of the Gospel of Luke, you know, all the way mm-hmm. through, and there was no other narration or invented dialogue.
I'm so familiar with John, I believe it was, the Gospel of John, and it came straight out of the TEV, Today's English Version.
Okay, I think there was one that was an NIV.
Really?
Back in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Jesus movie. Whatever. We'll have to go back and check those out. But anyway, I would care about the accuracy that they try to stick with what the Bible says. Be careful not to invent words, especially, mm-hmm. and put them in the mouth of our Lord Jesus that he didn't say. And like the movies today about the Bible, sometimes the gospel itself does not get clearly told, and it's a story about this, you know, Jesus and his friends, but it doesn't make it clear that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to die on the cross to take away our sins and rose again so that we can have forgiveness and salvation. You know, so that's really sad if you have a movie that's a Bible movie and doesn't get the gospel out there. What a tragedy that would be. But as to this movie about Jurassic World, you know, it's pure entertainment, and hopefully those who watch it can bear that in mind and not mm-hmm. believe that it's either scientifically accurate or biblically accurate, because we know from the Bible that God created the birds before he created the land animals, and that would have included the dinosaurs. So the dinosaurs were created by God after he created birds, and both the scientific evidence and the biblical evidence are conclusive on that. So we don't need to swallow the fairy tale of the birds evolving from dinosaurs.
And we don't even have to have that question or that doubt.
Not at all.
As the article that you shared with me this morning, that it raises that question: Did dinosaurs evolve into birds? Well, we have the answer, and it's right there, as you said, in God's word, in the account of creation.
It is. It's right there in God's word in the Bible, and that's the main thing for us. If people want scientific evidence about this, I recommend they go to answersingenesis.org, and in the search field put in, did dinosaurs evolve into mm-hmm. birds? There are several articles there, including some excellent ones by Dr. David Menton on this subject, where he goes into great detail, both in terms of the fossil evidence and in terms of the anatomy of birds versus the anatomy of reptiles, and he makes it very clear that there's no way that that works. Although, when you tell the evolutionary fairy tale, it would be easy for scales to turn into feathers, which you know is not true at all.
Well, I'm going to go try to find something that has scales and watch them turn into feathers. It might take a while. Pastor Ward, thank you so much. Always a blessing to get to talk with you, and thanks for pointing us in the right direction.
It's my pleasure.
God's blessings.
God bless you too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have morning prayer. Hope you can join us for that, listeners, as we join together around God's word. Today's text from John chapter 14. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.